So I talked live online. Yeah, let's welcome everybody. I think we have 20 callers on hold. So come on in. And for those that are listening from Japan, konnichiwa. I don't know how to say it in French. African, someone. How to say, well, I think it's bonjour. Oh, it's bonjour, mon ami. We're talking about children. Okay. So for those of you who have again, let us know.
Johns Hopkins suggested that prostate prostate cancer had a 90% dietary link. Mm-hmm. I said, well, if it has a dietary link, I will go there because I had a little idea of a pretty good idea of what to look for as far as the diet is concerned. I knew what resources to look for. I had worked with the FDA and everything else, so that they were my choice. So upon that, here we are.
Yeah.
Now, and in my research, and I use clinical trials and studies to determine how what I write a column, what I write in the column, mm-hmm. and what I discuss.
Mm-hmm.
Clinical trials and studies. So everything is substantiated. I'm not bringing things out. It's not speculative. This is the science. The gut consists of the immune system and the digestive system.
Mm-hmm.
The immune system, of course, feeds off the digestive system. So the quality of the food you put in your body is critical to your well-being. The immune system is an incredible system in that you can pinch yourself or burn yourself and it reacts immediately. It knows what it did. Consider that. You know, when you think about it, if you burn yourself, touch yourself with a match or stick yourself with a pen, your body reacts and senses things. And usually it's in the form of some sort of pain, alerting you that something is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
All pain, most pain, if it wasn't a trauma, if it wasn't an accident, is probably your immune system telling you something is amiss,
yeah.
and you have to correct something.
Right.
The problem is that we have so many substances or chemicals and stuff on the market, over the counter, that suppresses the message that your immune system is giving you.
Mm.
In other words, if you get a little pain, it's telling you, like arthritis.
Mm-hmm.
Arthritis is totally curable because of it consists of what you're eating.
Right.
And something that you're eating is causing your body to react. So what you want to do is try to find out what it is that's causing that and maybe stop. Maybe you won't need any medication. They even now with things like pizza, well, we know you're going to get heartburn. Take this medicine before you do it. Well, that's insane because your body's warning you that this is a problem and now you're suppressing your immune system and the warning system. So if you do that chronically, the body's will say, well, wait, maybe this is what Warren, this is what Vicky wants to do, so I will try to, and there you go. So then it becomes, if it stops being acute after a while and becomes chronic. That's what arthritis is.
Wow. Speaking of arthritis, so we were told that turmeric is a great, I don't want to say medicine because it's not a herb. So turmeric is good for arthritis and mucus in the body?
Well, I believe food is medicine, so it is a medicine. But turmeric is an anti-inflammatory. So what we're talking about is anti-inflammatories. But that's what I'm saying. First of all, you're trying to get rid of the source of the inflammation.
Right.
As opposed to coming after the fact. That's that's never a good situation. So you use something like turmeric or omega-3, or to act on the acuteness of the pain, but really what you want to do is find what is the source of the pain so you can eliminate that from your diet.
Okay, that makes sense because a lot of us don't know why we're in pain. A lot of us don't know why we have gas. A lot of us don't know why our body, I know how you feel about dairy. So when it comes to dairy, milk, cheeses, a lot of our bodies cannot tolerate that. Yeah, but yet we're still trying to eat the ice cream. We're still trying to eat the cheese. We're still trying to, just like you said, the pizza has a lot of cheese on it. We get sick. We know we shouldn't eat it, but we're still trying to eat it. And we're not trying not to. We're telling you to make adjustments, and you have to find out what's good for your body. Right now, our body is at war of trying to keep us healthy. It's fighting every second of our lives. Viruses that we can't see and we don't know. So like Warren and I are telling you, put good things in your body to assist your body in the fight. And I'm getting, you know, there's some comments here, you know, but I like cheese. And one person said there's nothing wrong with cheese. That's not what we're saying. We're trying to give you what you need so your body has what it needs, because we all know flu season is coming. It's not a fact of when it's coming. It's coming, okay? The question is, are you ready? And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get your body ready, your immune system ready, to fight off these diseases and viruses that we know is coming. So, you know, our conversation is our conversation, but we're telling you the truth. And I have an expert on here, and I'm going to point to the right way, this way, Warren Green, who's trying to tell you what he knows. He's trying. My mother says there's a time that you eat physical food, and there's a time that you eat spiritual and educational food, and this is that time. So, Warren, let's jump into this. Oh, this is IITD. I'm Victoria Russell Walton with Seasoned Sisters Speak. I have my man Warren Green on me on the talk show with us. You can always tune in and listen. We thank all of you who are. Hello, everyone. And we thank you for tuning in and those that will listen afterwards, because we know that you're sharing this pod. So we appreciate everyone who's sharing. So, Warren, let's talk about fruit, herbs, and vegetables.
Well, let me talk about cheese a bit.
Sure.
Nobody talks about cheese. Sometimes you eat a little cheese with your fruits.
Right.
Let's talk about cheese.
Sure.
And what is cheese? Cheese is a dairy. Well, what is dairy? And for the record, dairy is the most extensive thing in any supermarket. There's more dairy than any other commodity in a supermarket. Mm. Think about that. Now, what is cheese? Cheese is mammary fluid that a mother provides to its offspring. That's what it is. It delivers hormones to the baby.
Right.
That's why human mothers stop lactating at somewhere near after 3 or 4 years, because the body, their body, will start rejecting the hormones that the mother's providing them through its milk.
Right.
Now, why it happened that all of a sudden we decided to stop using mother's milk and then start using milk from a bovine was always questionable when you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
But in 1996, they discovered a synthetic growth hormone.
Mm-hmm.
It's called RGBH. This allowed the cows to start delivering more milk, 30% more milk. But it caused inflammation in the milking process.
Mm-hmm.
And so the farmers or the dairy producers started using antibiotics, like penicillin at first and now antibiotics. So it's hard to tell the difference between the antibiotics in the food or in the milk. I mean, antibiotics look like milk. And that's what's happening. That's why we have so much antibiotics in the milk.
Mm. Wow.
On top of the antibiotics, cows have all the other things that you might have, and they get all the medications that you might have, and so forth and so on. And I know you like the taste of cheese and so forth, and I do too. I love cheese. I ate a lot of cheese. In fact, I can almost pinpoint my prostate cancer to Breyers lactose-free ice cream. I ate it every day because I was lactose intolerant all my life. And when this product came out, I thought, wow, I can eat this. I started eating this. I ate it regularly, just as often as I can. And during that time, I was in a clinical trial called the Select Study of Prostate Cancer. And during that time was when I was diagnosed.
Wow.
So that's my thing about dairy. I started looking up dairy, and if you look at dairy and look at the evidence, mm-hmm. the evidence you'll see that this might not be the thing that you want to do. It's okay because with the cause. Now, as far as food is concerned, you have to think of why you're putting something in your body.
Right.
What are you doing? Your body needs the protein, essential nutrients, and I won't tell you what the essential nutrients are. That's a good homework assignment. Take a look at it and see what nutrients you have. The liver doesn't really care what protein you put in there, be it meat, be it plant. In fact, the fact that we eat the meat because the meat, the animal that ate the plants, we are eating them. We're getting our plant proteins from the animal that ate them.
Right.
We can eat them ourselves and go directly to the source.
Right.
We ate the plant.
Right.
Now, let me say this, and I just read this, and I read a couple of studies about this. Things like cancer, heart disease, hypertension, all of these things go away on a plant-based diet.
Wow.
Digest that. Everything goes away on a plant-based diet. I love cheese, too. I found a plant-based cheese that's a perfect substitute, and I can eat. I found it at the supermarket, Whole Foods or something. I can eat it. I can put it in my macaroni and stuff and make it as mac and cheese. It doesn't taste as good as maybe. It tastes different. I don't want to say it's good or bad. It's all a matter of taste. It just tastes different. And now they're coming out, and they really, this plant-based industry is taking off, and that might be the way to go. Particularly if you have things like cancer, heart disease, diabetes, or hypertension. And in fact, they even say this, even vegan-based diet will even work for part of a type 1 diabetes, which I've never read before. Because type 1 diabetes is hereditary. And did I mention that 90% of all the diseases come are concerning your immune system and your gut. 90%. 10% is hereditary. The rest of it is because of something environmental.
You know, I keep saying that, and we've had that conversation so many times before, but we really want to focus and we really want to home in on what you put on your body, what you put on it, and what you put in it. Determines a lot of factors when it comes to diseases, viruses, and body breakdown. It is what it is, people. We really have to start eating to live and not live to eat. There's a huge difference when it comes to that. And, you know, Warren, we had this discussion earlier today when we were talking about the talk show today, and I read in Genesis, and Pastor Jamal Bryant said this, that the fruit and the herbs and the vegetables is what we're supposed to eat. The meat was only made for sacrifices, and that we're not supposed to eat meat. And I know after chemo, my body does not like meat. I'm not telling anybody not to eat it. I'm telling you what is going on with me, what's going on with me. So trying to make sure that we stay healthy and whole and eat meat, certain meats, like I eat a little tuna, I eat, you know, a lot of fish. I'm trying to eat as holistic and healthy as I possibly can. But when I read that, I said, you know, that makes a lot of sense because our body really can't break that meat down the way it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be meant for it to be broken down if you're going to eat it. And, you know, the barbecue, it causes carcinogenics. If you heat it too much, causes carcinogenics. So that to me, it tells me we're not supposed to be eating it, that we're supposed to have a plant-based life, and that's what we're supposed to intake in our body. But if you are going to eat meat, make sure you eat your fruits and vegetables with it. That's all I'm saying. So what's your theory on that? I know you're huge on a Mediterranean diet. You're huge with the fruits and vegetables. What's the intake that we're supposed to have daily?
Well, I like the Mediterranean diet because it has options in there. It's probably it's more based on olive oil, which is a polyunsaturated fat.
Uh-huh.
Fats are critical because you always want an unsaturated fat. But the diet is, and they did clinical trials and studies, that's probably one of the best diets.
Mm-hmm.
In the world, but it does allow for some dairy, it does allow for some red meat. vegetables and fruit and olive oil and such. That's what makes it Mediterranean.
Yeah.
Now, when you start thinking about red meat, understand that this is decomposed. As soon as at the moment of death for any animal, any living thing, it starts decomposing. And now you're putting this decomposing tissue into your body for your body to process. To process out the protein that this tissue has.
Right.
Just think about that and think about how that has to work, because we're meat too. So it's difficult for the body to process. It's just, so what you might want to do is, and I say moderation, things like the cholesterol in a chicken is primarily in the skin. Everybody says, well, I love the skin. Well, it's high cholesterol. So if you want to eat to live, you might want to take a serious look at that and what you're putting in your body.
Right.
What you're putting in to determine the best outcome.
Well, you know, we say that all the time, and I post that all the time, and we can't tell people enough to eat. We've got so many questions coming in. I love this. So this is your girl, Victoria Russell Walton, with Warren Dean on IITG Season Sister Speak. So, Warren, before we jump into the next topic, I just want to do some church announcements, if you will. So, October 24th is our first virtual Pinky Party. We're excited. Warren will be there. I will be there. We have Pastor Jamie Brown, who will come in with the Praycation and the Woman's Wellness to co-host with us. Starts at 10:30 a.m. You must register on Eventbrite to participate so that we can send you your swag bag. We are sending out swag bags. Yes, we're getting shout-outs to that. So, yes, we are. And hi, Tamika. Hi, everybody. I'm sorry. We got all these shout-outs. Thank you, everyone, for listening and participating. Hi, Kyle. I appreciate everyone. So Pastor Jamie Brown is coming in with St. Paul's Church, and that will be Saturday, October 24th, 10:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. A lot of great speakers. Warren will be there. Kyle Williams will be there. Pastor Jamie Brown will be there. Glenda Kosar will be there. Ramonda Ines will be there. I will be there. Lindsay Grant will be there. And you will be there. So thank you, everyone, for signing up. If you have not registered, please do so. We're going to have raffles. You can sit on the couch and eat what you want to eat. We're not providing lunch this year, but it is going to be a great time. Also, listen out for me on Impact Radio with Dr. Wanda McNair on WPCE and also WGPL 10:30 and then again on 6:30 p.m. Also, listen out for me on RAD TV, 80 million followers, and your girl is going to be on there next week. We're excited about that. I will also be featured on Little Rock 96.6 WFPG in Atlanta, Georgia. Rock on Atlanta, Georgia. We will also be featured in the University College of Oncology videos. We will be an Impact Magazine. I will be featured again in, Christian Radio, Christian Broadcast Network, and again with Dr. McNair. And I'm excited for all these opportunities. We're doing some more tapings later on tomorrow, and then we have three more tapings, Warren, next week. I'm not complaining. I'm loving it. I love the microphone. Like, my son is in love with the microphone as well. Warren and I are also teaching a class October 20th. What time is that class, Warren?
11 o'clock. I think it's 1 o'clock.
That's right, 1 o'clock. Come on in. We're going to be talking about the Mediterranean diet as well. So she's all over the place. You can always go to my website, www.itsinthegenes.com, or call us, 301-683-8690, if you want to be a host on the show, if you have any questions, if you want to ask questions about the Pinky Party or find Warren. You can always reach me or just type in Warren's name, Warren Green, He's on Facebook, and Warren, as you can tell, is an easy, laid-back guy. He'll answer all your questions, really easy to talk to. That's why I love chatting with him, and I also love the fact that his wife allows him, and I did say allow because my husband allows me to come on this talk show for an hour to share our knowledge and to give you a little bit of us. So we're going to hop back into building your immune system. Again, thank you, Pastor Jamie Russell and your team, for collaborating with us with the first virtual Pinky Party. Don't forget to get your ticket. Last plug. So building your immune system. Let me tell you, if they, and I mean whoever the powers are, take off from insurance, pre-existing conditions, a lot of us are going to have concerns. Hi, Carla. Thank you, everyone, for watching. Having a pre-existing condition is a big deal, whether you're a caregiver or if you have a condition. And all of us have something wrong with us, including mental. Warren, how important is it right now to build your immune system, and what should you do right now to build your immune system while we're going through this pandemic? And it's not going anywhere. The flu is coming.
I call it optimizing.
Okay.
And for years, I took, and this is before this occurred, I call it optimizing. Yeah. And what I do and what I did is in January, I picked January because I wanted to enjoy the holidays and such. And then in January, I began looking at what I'm putting in my body, and I try to wean out things. I think it was 5 years ago that I decided I was going to stop eating dairy. And then after that, and I tried that for 2 months, I liked it, so I could stop.
Yeah.
I stopped doing wheat and bread and stuff. I liked it, so I stopped. I liked how I felt after I removed these substances from my diet. I get my blood work done every quarter because I'm a cancer survivor,
mm-hmm.
and I've never been in remission, by the way. But so because of that, I just see, and I look at the blood work, I look at my, and if they're all stable as after I compare it to my diet,
mm-hmm.
then that's what I do.
Yeah.
And I've been doing that, and now, and I think that's one of the better ways to even to try to change your lifestyle and your diet. In fact, you can even become a vegan. I like to think of the Mediterranean diet as a segue into being vegan, because now they're making so many products out of plants that you might not be able to tell that you're vegan. You don't have to eat animal tissue anymore.
Yeah.
The animal tissue might not be the best thing because of this virus. If you remember, all of these people in these meat plants were getting sick at a higher proportion than the regular population. That would be a red flag for me that I might have to slow down on my meat consumption. How is it being processed? Well, it seems that most of our meat is coming from international markets anyway. It's not coming from here. It's not domestic. I got a lot of stories to talk about that. I won't bother you with that then, but I was a U.S. inspector before I got to Washington, and we used to look at the international market. We actually had to go to foreign markets to see how they were processing the food that we were importing. There's a whole lot of things to talk about it there. I beg pardon?
I could imagine on that one.
Oh, of course. You know, because we used to look to see that they didn't use waste and steward blood as fertilizers.
Ew.
And at that time, they didn't. I mean, they couldn't. But now in this country, they have begun to do that. They process the sewage. They sanitize it. They want to say that they clean out all of the bacteria, and then they give it to the farmers for fertilizer. However, every once in a while you get an outbreak of
salmonella.
Or E. coli. All of this stuff is intestinal stuff in fecal material. How in the world did that get in the field?
But you know, Warren, I'm glad you said that, because I want to Hold on, let me push five. Thank you, everyone, tuning in on Talk Blog Radio. This is your girl, Victoria and Russell Walton, with IITG Season Sisters Speak, along with Warren Green. We're talking about building your health immunity. We appreciate everyone that logged in today. And if you're tuning out, we look forward to having a conversation with you next week. So I stopped by Popeyes because I said I just need to grab something on my way in from a long day. And I had David in the back seat, and David wanted to try it. I said, let me get popcorn shrimp. Can't go wrong with popcorn shrimp, right? So I saw black specks on the back of it. I cut one open really to blow it off because it was hot. And Warren, the shrimp is not clean. That, and when David said, Mommy, what's that? I said, well, baby, that's poop. And when I went back in and I gave it to the manager and I said, this shrimp is not clean. She said, I know. It comes in for us to fry it, not clean it. And I said, that's pretty disgusting. So you mean to tell me you're frying the poop and we're eating it? And she said, ma'am, I don't make the food. I just cook it. So when I contacted Popeye's company, you guys know I did, you know, they're saying, oh, my, what? There's poop in the shrimp? Come on, are you serious? I went purposely to two other Popeye's just to see if that was just one incident. It's not. They're cooking the shrimp with poop in it. We're eating it, and they know it. And it's like, is anyone checking to make sure that our food is clean? Disgusting. I cannot tell you how sick and nauseated that made me and how mad I was that I almost gave it to my son. Nasty.
Well, you referenced Genesis, and Genesis spoke about that, yeah. In fact, that you couldn't eat shellfish. Of course, shrimp is a scavenger.
Yeah.
So you can't, you shouldn't consume it, first of all. It's responsible for a whole lot of hepatitis C,
yeah.
Hepatitis and everything else, shrimp or shellfish. So
yeah.
Just shellfish. So if the Bible says don't eat shellfish, who can tell you to eat shellfish? Makes no sense.
Yeah.
So you might not want to eat it. Now, I don't know when they changed that or how they decided that, well, we're going to change the law and we're going to change all of the whole deal. Well, yeah, but shellfish, I don't eat shellfish personally. I haven't in a while. But how could you expect not to have fecal material on any animal tissue? I don't know how you can. And I've worked in slaughterhouses. It's what I did for a living. I don't see, you can't see fecal material.
You
can't see E. coli bacteria. It's a bacteria. You need a microscope to see. While I was at the USDA, when I was an inspector, they allowed 0.5% E. coli.
Yeah. Really?
That's on any meat. 0.5. There's no zero tolerance on E. coli, period.
I was about to say, you have no tolerance to it.
There is no zero tolerance in any animal product, period. Period.
Yeah. Okay. You know, when we talk
about
our food and, you know, people don't want to hear the parasites. I had a discussion last week where I was telling someone, we don't even grow our food. You know, we do. We have farms in America, but most of our food is outsourced.
Sure.
You know, and
it's not.
We see videos all the time. People trying to set the cheese on fire, it won't melt. We see that the rice is now plastic. You know, ice cream, you add heat to it, it won't melt. I mean, what is that? Ice cream? You add heat to ice cream and it won't melt?
Well, when you think about it, imitation cheese. Cheese Whiz, Velveeta, they're all imitation cheese. They're not even real cheese.
Yeah.
It's imitation. And that's what you're going to get in most commercial products.
Yeah.
You're never going to get real cheese. But real cheese is not healthy in itself. So imitation is, you know, it is what it is.
I am often amazed when I turn an item over and I look at the ingredients. Like you said, if you can't pronounce it, why are you eating it? You know, and it's amazing that something David wanted and I turned it over and I couldn't pronounce the first like 10 ingredients. And I told him, I said, son, you can't have this. And you, mommy, I want this. One thing I love about my son is he's not big on sweets. His sweets are applesauce or maybe every now and then a lollipop. But even the lollipop is a honey-based lollipop. So it's all natural, and he doesn't know it. But he's not big on cupcakes and sugars and things like that. If he gets a cupcake, you know, he may lick the icing. And, again, it's an every now and again treat for him. And he asks for it. Because if you say, David, you want ice cream, a cupcake? No. You know, can I have an apple? It's like, you sure can. Can I have strawberries? You sure can. And we've got to get back to that. And like you said, if you can't pronounce it, you should not be eating it. So you really have to be careful putting stuff in your body. And I know we don't want to hear this, but I'm telling you, your body is fine. When your body cramps up, or you know, I have one girlfriend, she says, Vicki, sometimes I just feel icky. And I said, that's your body telling you it needs good stuff. It needs you to give it some water. It needs you to give it some vitamin C. It needs you to give it some protein. It needs you to give it some fiber.
Well,
clean your gut out.
Look at the essential nutrients.
Mm-hmm.
Go on your phone, look up essential nutrients, see what they are. It'll just say protein. It's not going to say what kind of protein or anything because your body doesn't care.
Yeah.
What are the proteins that you put in? I like, frankly, for my primary source of protein is probably Eggland's Best Eggs. Why Eggland's Best? I'm not doing a commercial for them, but I know that they quality control that a little better. At least they look at it at least twice. Now, all the other eggs are the egg industry in the United States.
Oh, Mika. You know, Warren, we have a lot of comments going on in our inbox. And not to cut you off, but Mika wrote, a person I know had a steak from a well-known restaurant and little tiny bugs were in the meat. You wouldn't see it without paying attention. So, one, I hate to cut you off from Eggland, but how can they cook the meat and it still have worms and parasites in it? You know, somebody else showed a picture of chicken and it had worms in it. How is that possible? How?
Well, how? Not how. It's easily possible. It depends. They use arsenic in chickens to kill parasites.
Okay, so we're eating arsenic.
They put arsenic in the feed to kill parasites.
Right.
And they don't have, my contention is, why do that, and that's in 90% of the poultry sold in America. So my question is, well, why not label it? Well, if they put that on the label, very few people will eat it. So they don't have to put it on the label. They lobby Congress and said, you know, please let us not have to do this and so forth and so on. Somebody in the government said, okay, you don't have to label it.
Warren, I lost your picture, but I still see you. Warren?
Let me see. Let me get another camera because
yeah. It's
telling me, looks like your camera was unplugged.
No,
I didn't.
I can hear you, but I can't see you. So
I know, but it's telling me that it looks like your camera.
Oh, okay. Well, let's keep going because we have a lot of great questions on here, and I can't believe our time is almost up. So while you're working on that, let's answer some questions. So one of the questions is, so are you saying we shouldn't eat any meat, or can, and does that include seafood? So you missed out on that conversation.
Well, seafood. And I'll get biblical on you because, you know, biblical, we can do biblical.
Yes.
The Bible says, and I'm not a religious person, the Bible says not to eat fish without scales.
Mm-hmm.
And not to eat the bottom.
Okay.
That's seafood.
Right.
I don't consider shrimp and scallops and stuff, seafood. I mean, I know they come from the sea, but
right.
I don't consider them fish.
Okay.
It's shellfish, but you know that's what it is.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. So that's good. I mean, we've talked about.
So you might want to. So I mean, and I'm not trying to say that you shouldn't. I'm trying to say, give yourself a couple of months to optimize your diet.
Mm-hmm.
Go down to the basics. Get a protein just a protein that's going to fulfill the grams of protein you need. So you get some quality stuff, maybe organic produce and stuff to put in your body. Give yourself 2 months. See how you feel. Make an arrangement with your doctor. Get a chance to look at your blood work. And so that's what I suggest.
Okay.
I'm not going to try to suggest to you what you should eat.
Right.
I try to tell you what you shouldn't.
Yeah, and that helps you with what you should eat, which is, that's a great lead to the next question. So what's the best way to balance out your gut if you're trying to clean out your gut?
I use a thing called Metamucil. Is a great, and they call it a laxative, but it's not really. It's a plant-based nutrient, really. It's a polysaccharide. The other week we were talking about some sort of seaweed or something. All of those are polysaccharides.
Mm-hmm.
And what I like about psyllium, which is what Metamucil is, I go to psyllium. I think I got mine at Walmart or someplace but it's psyllium husk. And what it does is cause a gel in your intestines, mm-hmm. and in your bowels. And it makes, when you have a movement, it comes out nice and gently. And
okay.
And if you, and I think they have commercials on TV.
Yeah.
If you follow that regularly, it'll correct your blood pressure. It corrects a whole lot of things in your body. It's an excellent substance to put in your body, particularly if you're gonna eat meat and stuff. What you want to do is, if you're gonna consume red meat, or you want to get it out of your body as quick as you can. It usually takes about 72 hours for your body to 72 hours for the body to digest something. Well, you don't want decomposing animal flesh in your body for 72 hours.
No, we don't.
At 98 degrees. So it's rotting in there.
Yeah.
So you want to get that out of your body as soon as you can.
Yep.
And there's where fiber, because poly or psyllium or Metamucil, it's a fiber. So fiber is not actually a essential nutrient, but you would want that because it moves it out of your body immediately.
I like that, because fiber is something that we definitely all need to add to our diet.
The old folks used to call it roughage, and used to get it at every meal.
Yeah.
Now we don't.
My mom used to take a swig of vinegar to cut the grease up.
Vinegar is interesting because it's fermented, and the immune system loves fermented stuff. That's
mm-hmm.
why red wine. When I advocate for red wine, I realize that. But then when you think about red wine and religious ceremonies, they drink wine, and it's red wine because it is something that's special, and it is great for digestion. Of course, it has to be in moderation. But women, they don't want women to drink any more than 9 ounces a day. Well, if you do 9 ounces a day, there's studies that show that if you do consume that, you will do better than somebody that doesn't consume at all.
Yeah. My cousin used to say a little brown liquor don't hurt nobody. So,
nope.
Swig of that.
But because it is it's a grain.
Right.
With alcohol,
mm-hmm.
the body loves, the immune system, the cells there loves fermented stuff.
Well, that's what they give us when we were, that's what they used to give us when we were children. You know, a cap full of, you know, some of us moonshine, or a cap full of, you know, some brown liquor, that what they say, burning out your body, get it out your system. So today we understand it's a different day and time, but those are the things that our grandparents and parents used to do. And to me, they were whole and healthy better than we are today. So
We have so many toxic substances in the environment.
We do.
You don't have any choice.
Right. We don't. And we've got to flush it out and drink and eat the right stuff. So what is Warren's opinion for more energy?
Well, once you correct your diet, you're going to have more energy.
Yeah.
The energy comes from primarily carbohydrates. That gives you quick energy,
mm-hmm.
sugar and so forth and so on. The long-lasting, sustained energy comes from fats.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What type of fats, Warren?
Well, monounsaturated fats, that's where the olive oil comes in and stuff like that. You don't want animal fats because it's saturated and it causes a problem. And what happened, and you can see it like in, I know when I was an inspector, we used to do in the fast food restaurants, they used to fry, they used to use this, the oils and leave the oil in all day. They're cooking it all day, and you're going to be, that had to cause all kind of problems with everybody, and it causes, you know,
right.
It's going to cause all kind of health
issues. Right.
So
and
then
you
we
should
decided
not,
that we'll take it out.
Right, and you should not heat up olive oil, right?
Well, you don't want it that hot, but you shouldn't be frying anyway.
Okay.
Frying is not the best possible thing. Every once in a while, you might want to eat a fried thing, but that's not. Once you heat the oil, you break down its identity, and
right.
then you make it saturated. When it gets too hot, it becomes saturated. And
okay.
There's
all
the
right.
problem.
That's what I want to remind people of, how to cook and how to prepare. So, Warren, what are your tips to having healthy hair? I use collagen. What do you think?
Well, that, everything is internal.
Right.
And if you look at the fats, because, you know, actually you can get, put cholesterol and stuff in to your pet, and you can see their coat get better.
Right.
So you know that cholesterol is one of the things. So what kind of cholesterol? Well, you have two kinds, high density and low density. You want the high density. The low density is what they call bad fat. And it is bad because it can get through all of the veins, and it's low density. It can get into all of the membranes of everything, and that's not a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, hypertension and everything else. High density is what you want. You
okay.
need a little low density too, but high density is, and if you correct your diet, your hair will come along.
Yeah, I like that. If you can correct your diet, your hair will come along. Because,
yes.
again, we're eating.
Your skin.
Right, your skin, your
everything.
Hair, your nails, everything. Because you want to eat to live. You don't want to live to eat. And, again, flu season is coming. Not everyone will get it, but you want to protect your household. You want to protect your family. So start eating now with building up your immune system, which you should be doing anyway. All right? So this is your girl, Victoria Russell Walton, on IITD Season Sisters Speak. I have Warren Green on the line, and thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Melanie just tuned in with us. We thank everyone. If you have any questions, type in. Questions today are dealing with the immune system and building your body. Even if you don't have a chronic disease, you still need to maintain a healthy diet for your body. And I don't want to say healthy diet. You want to maintain, there you are, Warren. You want to maintain a healthy outlook on your intake of what you're eating, okay? Because you want to eat to live, and you want to make sure that you're giving your family what they need to be whole and healthy, especially the children, you know? If they're already hyper, stop giving them hyper foods with all that sugar in it. And then you wonder why the boy can't sit still. He's hyper because you're feeding him that. So, Warren, I want to get to swelling. We have a lot of questions about swelling in their feet, swelling in their hands. And I know that has a lot to do with the salt intake.
Well, sodium is in everything.
Yeah.
It's not just salt. It's sodium. There's even sodium in your toothpaste. It's sodium in everything, and it retains water. So if you eat cured product, bacon, stuff mm-hmm. like that, all of that has sodium in it. There's
yeah.
sodium everywhere. And sodium retains water. That's why it's there.
Yeah. Yeah. And you have the, you know, even if you get the no salt season, that still has something in it, correct?
Oh, yeah. But there's no way of getting away from the sodium. And,
yeah.
and that's it's also an essential nutrient, but there's, we overdo it, and that's where we are.
So what about cured food?
No, cured foods is all processed food. Cured food is processed with things like potassium nitrate. Now, they do have a, I can't think of the product. There is a product that they make, they're curing without sodium nitrite, without cures.
Hmm.
They're using celery to cure it. I can't remember the name. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Right here.
When you remember it, we'll post it. So that's your homework.
But cured food, in fact, let me put, I'll throw something else at you. Years ago, I'm an old sailor.
Uh-huh.
They used to call something, and they used it in prison, called saltpeter. Well, that's actually sodium nitrate, or sodium nitrate, yes.
Uh-huh.
Sodium nitrate is called saltpeter. And what does it do? Of course, it depresses your sex drive.
Oh.
So any cured food is going to do that. You don't want to do that, particularly men. They used to tell us, if you're going out on a date, don't eat a frankfurter.
Oh, wow. Well, our
don't eat ham. Ham is also, ham is, you know, why you shouldn't eat ham anyway, just
right.
Because it's what it is. When you think about it, we're eating the rear end of a pig. I would think that wouldn't be what you do. I don't even understand how they use that as ceremoniously for Easter. Doesn't make any sense to me. But because Jesus would have never eaten pork.
No, he would have never eaten pork.
But it's coming out of the rear end. It is the rear end of a hog. Just like eggs are to come out of the rear end of a chicken.
Yeah.
And they can't sanitize eggs because if they heat it too much in cleaning it, it'll cook it, so they don't.
Yeah.
Think
and, you know, it's amazing when you put it that way. And, again, we're not telling everyone. We're giving you our opinions, and I have an expert right here that's giving his opinion on what we should be eating. And I know it's hard for a lot of us because it's what we grew up on. I grew up on sweet potato biscuits, but I know I can't eat 12. I can eat a half of one or a whole one in moderation. I can't eat a whole pan like I used to because I'm trying to live and I'm trying to be as healthy as I possibly can. So don't look at it like, oh, my God, I can't eat anything. You can have it in moderation, okay? So just think about it when you're sitting down to eat. And if you're going to eat it after you eat, get up and go for a walk. Which is a good segue into my children's tip for today, Warren. So my children's tip today is a game called I Spy. With my son and I take him for a walk, even if he doesn't want to go, and we play I Spy. So it's always I Spy with my little eye a fire hydrant. I Spy a bird. We look for things, and as we walk, we go further and further, and it's fun for him. It's fun for you. You're getting your walk in. You're getting your steps in. You're getting your Zumba in. If you want to run with him, you can. But it's a way for you to spend time with your child, and it's a fun way of doing it. So the next time you're sitting on the couch and you're thinking, I don't know what I'm going to do with these children, or you've eaten and you're sluggish and you want to go to sleep, get up, go outside, and play I Spy. And you don't have to go for a long walk. You can do it in the backyard, in the front. Just get up and move. 30 minutes a day will help you lose weight, build your immune system, and build time in a relationship with your child. So that's my children's tip for today. I Spy is a great game. My church shout-out today is Reed Temple. Well, my girl Shirley Harrison is over there, and she handles the Cancer Support Ministry. So shout-out to Reed Temple today. Hopefully they'll be joining us for the first virtual Pinky Party, October 24th. If you have not registered an Eventbrite, please do so. It's going to be great. We have so many great guests coming in. Warren is going to be there. I'm going to be there. You're going to be there, along with St. Paul. Pastor Jamie Russell will be there. So get your tickets. Tickets are going fast. I don't know how many we have left, but you have to register so that we can get you on the list send your package out to you, your swag bag. That's funny. Mika just wrote, feels like we can't eat nothing. You can eat, Mika, in moderation, and if you're trying to be healthy, you need to be mindful of what you put in your body because what you put in your body fuels your body. For those of us that keep saying, I can't lose my belly, it's because you still got food in it. Right, Warren? Your
yeah,
gut still feels.
I'm researching intermittent fasting, too.
Mm-hmm.
Intermittent fasting, because that makes all the sense in the world. And just like you have to reboot a computer and reboot your immune system,
mm-hmm.
you need to reboot the digestive system.
Yeah.
Your body shouldn't always be in digestion mode.
Mm-hmm.
It has to, because stuff to digest.
Yes.
It has to have a time to kind of rest.
Mm-hmm.
And they think 24 hours for fasting is excellent. And most religions do that too, by the way.
Right.
You know, and I suggest that. They know for sure that if you reduce your food intake, so you'll live longer.
Yeah.
And with elderly people, you get down to 1,500 calories, and they might be able to extend life about a month or two.
You know, that was a lot of the questions were concerning around food. And, you know, you can always reach out to Warren. Warren is on Facebook, Warren Green. I'm Victoria Nussel-Walton. You can always reach out to me on Season Sister Speak, IITG, Season Sister Speak. Our telephone number is 301-683-8690. Warren is always available to speak. He's filled with knowledge and education and wisdom. I'm always backing him up, and I'm available to speak as well. We want to make sure that you understand that just not for Cancer Awareness Month, you need to eat this way and be mindful of what you're doing with your body overall, okay? This is an everyday life experience, and we're trying to get you as whole, as healthy as we possibly can, not just for you but for your family. So, Warren, I can't believe it, have 3 minutes left. This hour has gone by so fast. Can you, with 2 minutes, give the people some wisdom to leave with until next week?
Let me say that half a century ago, I decided I had to make a change.
Mm-hmm.
And for the record, I'm 81 years old.
Looks good.
Thank you. I'm 81 years old. I feel pretty good now. I didn't grow up like that. I didn't grow up thinking that I needed to be healthy and so forth and so on. I did not expect. I grew up in the South Bronx. I didn't expect to make 40.
Wow.
And now that I'm, and to make 81 is remarkable to me. But I know most of it's attributed to my food intake. And I realized what was happening and what I had to do. And the trade-off becomes, how long do you want to live?
Yeah.
And that's the question.
Right.
How long? Because the food is what's going to put you in the ground.
Right. Right. I agree with you. I am learning every day, and I love being around people who are wiser than me because it allows me to grow. You see, I have my paper and my pen. I am writing and taking notes because I learn something new from you every time we talk. And it's important to me to take what I've learned and implement that into my household. I want my husband to be around just as long as I am, and I want my son to grow up to be as healthy as he possibly can. So, you know, this is the time for us to educate the village, if you will. The village teaches the village, and this is what we're going to do. My last minute, I want to tell you to get out and vote. Rock that vote. Stand in line. Take extra bottles of water. Take a fold-up chair, if you will. Pack a lunch. Call your grandson to stand in line for you if it's too much for you. Mail in your absentee ballot. Do whatever you need to do. Whoever you're going to vote for, get out and vote. Now more so than ever, it is more important. We are breaking records with voting. Again, whoever you're going to vote for, just make sure you get out and your opinion should count. If you don't vote, Warren and I don't want to hear your complaining. We don't want to hear it. You have nothing to say if you're not out in one of these lines getting ready to vote. Okay, your community is depending on you, your children, your husband, your spouse. Everybody is depending on each other to get out and vote. So you need to get out and vote and make that happen. I cannot believe our hour is up, Warren. This was an awesome, awesome session on community building. I'm about to go and eat me some pickles right now because the Amish market has the best pickles. My son loves the Honey Station. I love the Pickle Station. They have
loves fermented stuff.
Yeah, I love the Chipotle pickles. So I want everyone to be whole and healthy until we come again together next Thursday. And remember that everyone right now is hurting. Everybody right now has a story. So allow everyone to express how they feel. And you can still in love be friends with someone who does not have the same value that you do. But you're not going to win them over with hate. You're going to win them over with love. So try love before you try anything else. And remember, you don't have to agree. Just because they don't agree with you doesn't mean you break up a friendship, Warren. It just means that everybody has their opinion, and that's what's so great about the United States. You can have your opinion, and you can still live next door to me, and I'll still love on you, all right? So I'm your girl, Victoria Russell Walton, on IITG Season Sister Speak. I got my man, Warren Green, with me. Number is 301-683-8690. We appreciate everyone for tuning in. Again, thank you, Japan. Thank you, South Africa. Whew, we're global. Isn't that something amazing to say? Look forward to us next Thursday, same back time, same back channel. And remember, be kind to each other and love on each other. We're all we have. Until next Thursday, Warren. Oh, next Tuesday, Warren. I'll see you then.
See you Tuesday.
Bye, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, husband. Bye. Great talk show.